That is fantastic. And I really, really like and appreciate the way that you put success and happiness together. I mean, you can't have a productive, profitable dental practice but be miserable every day. It's just, you know, that's, you're missing a huge part of the equation. And, you know, maybe you could be a kind of happy, relaxed, easygoing person, but frustrated by the production and the profits of your dental practice. So it's really, really important and fantastic to have both. So you're saying that all 10 of these essential elements really feed into that success, not just the profit of the practice, but the happiness of the doctor.
I would absolutely agree with that. So if you want, I'll I didn't rank these, okay, in terms of, you know, this is the best, this is the next best, or whatever. But I would tell you that the first one that I feel is the most important is the necessity of a great staff. I mean, in my opinion, that's the number one biggest challenge in any business today, dentistry or otherwise, you know, to assemble and keep over long periods of time a dedicated, talented, business-savvy, customer service-oriented group of individuals who function well as a team. And I think that building this team has to be the number one priority if you want to be successful. Now, I know that many staff members listen to this audio series, so I don't want any of them to misunderstand or misconstrue the comments that I'm about to offer. They should know unequivocally that they are never going to find anyone more staff-friendly than me. Because in the course of my work, I interact with literally hundreds of staff personnel every month. And I think that the large majority of them do a great job. But I feel, when we talk about staff, that it's the responsibility of the doctor to create an environment where staff truly love to come to work. And if you do that, your patients are absolutely going to feel this karma. You need this kind of staff because it's impossible for a doctor to achieve success on his or her own. It's hard enough just trying to get through each clinical day. You know that. You need to surround yourself with people who can do their jobs extremely well. These people, in fact, want to be held accountable for their performance. And they don't need, or they certainly don't want, to be micromanaged. They need to feel a passion for their work. And they truly love what they do, and they want to keep growing and improving in their jobs. Now, I regularly see staffs where one or two people hold back everyone else. They poison the atmosphere. I've had doctors literally tell me that they hate coming to work, knowing that they have to deal with this toxic environment. And often, these offending staff members have been employed for years and years. I mean, they sort of feel empowered. They feel that the practice would sort of crash and burn without them, when in fact, when they're let go or they're dismissed or they leave, a huge weight is lifted off everyone else's back and the practice begins to grow again. I also see many instances of talented staff members leaving a practice because the doctor just won't get rid of the bad apples. And it's really interesting to realize, and this is one of my favorite sayings, Rich, that the way that you feel about someone is usually the way that most people do. So guess what? Patients will vote with their feet. And they may not tell you why they leave. They often just disappear. And a lot of times it's because of the behavior of a staff member. Repeatedly, I will hear that when a staff member is finally let go, that patients now say to you, why, doc, did it take you so long to take this action? So, I don't know, I'm pretty passionate about this. I feel that you need to commit to building a great team, one person at a time. This is not something that has to be done, you know, instantly. It's going to take time, and you should hire for attitude and train for the skills. You need to pay them well. You need to compliment them often. You need to tell them how much you appreciate their efforts, and you couldn't do what you do without them. And that's what I feel is so critically important to the success of any doctor.
So very interesting. You said you're not going to rank these 10, but this is essential. And I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm listening very closely as you're saying everything. And, you know, sometimes I'm thinking, because you mentioned that, you know, many team members listen to this series. And I'm just thinking, what if you're the bad apple and you're listening to this? Do they know they're the bad apple? I mean, it's such a weird thing.
I know. I don't know if they know. I'm just bewildered. And again, I bet you I could write 5 volumes on staff interrelationships in dental practices. And I mean, I am so, so staff friendly, and I love staff. We can't work without them, and I just feel the large majority of them are great. But it amazes me how I go into some of these situations, and there are people there that are that just can't do their jobs. They interfere with other people doing their jobs. Other staff members go out of their way not to interact with these people because they just don't want to deal with them. So it's sort of hard to believe, but again, this is what I see.
It's true, and I think, and I'll just use the name Jane, and I'm sure that most women named Jane are fantastic team members, but it's just, you know, kind of the John and Jane Doe thing. I think if you're driving to work in the morning and you have to think to yourself, oh, I wonder what kind of mood Jane is in today, it's, you know, it's a sign, isn't it?
You know, I don't think that that's part of your job description, really.
Right.
I just think that you don't need to be involved with having to think about those things. There's so much other stuff that really needs your attention.
So true. And we'll move on to the next point in a second because it's related to this. But I think something else you said that was really interesting was you need a great group of individuals who function well as a team. And I think it's just so important that everybody respects each other's jobs, understands each other's jobs, helps each other with their jobs, you know, doesn't resent that somebody does something different or better than someone else. You've got to be a team, doctor included. Everybody has to be there for each other.
You absolutely have that correct.
Okay, well, great stuff. So